Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man?
Me.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys can get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's honor. It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Well. Hey, it's been a while since we've been on the air. This is the Parents Coaching Parent Network, PCP Network. I am your host, M.A. Scott, and sorry for the long delay, but hopefully we're going to be on the road for the next 30 minutes or so. And promise you another wonderful show. I believe today's topic that we have posted up there will be how to select a coach, because that was one of the things that kind of sort of caught my attention earlier on. And how to select the coach is a very interesting topic that I think we as parents need to, kind of sort of wonder, how do we get through that process? How do we make the best selection? How do we get the best out of ensuring that our child is in good hands? Well, round about now, I would usually play a little piece for my man, Mr. Keith Wright, but I think I'm going to be able to do that today because actually, I'm in the mobile studio, as you know. I'm just moving along, driving along, trying to make things happen. I'm just coming from another wonderful workshop. So as a result, we're going to have to pass on the little piece from my man, Mr. Keith Wright. But let's talk about how to select a coach. You know what? I'm here rambling, talking about how to select a coach, but all actuality, parents, friends, everybody else, the topic is realistically respecting the coach, not how to select the coach. I don't know how y'all let me get off on this here crazy piece of how to select the coach. It is respect the coach. Respect the coach. So that's what we're looking at, and that's what we're really talking about, is respecting your coach. And why did I say, what was that? Why did I say respecting your coach? Because that is something that oftentimes we as parents, oftentimes we as parents do not do too well. You know, we don't give the coaches their just due. We think that the coaches aren't looking out in the best interest of our children. In a lot of cases, you know, we may even say that the coaches don't even know their job, their own job. So that's what brought this topic to mind. And one of the fastest ways that you can check yourself or question yourself on whether or not you are actually showing that coach his just due and his or her respect is that how often do you talk about the coach's ability to do whatever? How often do you talk about the coach's ability to educate and develop your child? You know, one of the first things that comes to mind is, why is it that we as parents decide that after every competition, on our way home, we decide to have that conversation with our child about that particular outing? And what I mean by that is, well, You know, you would have had another assist had the coach put you in the game, and you would have had a triple-double if the coach put you in the game the last 5 minutes. But you're winning by 20-something points. And it's obvious that the team doesn't have the capability or the talent level to keep up with you. So you're sitting out, you're sitting out. But why are we as parents often fussing and complaining and making these statements to our children about whether or not, you know, they could have had this, they could have had that based upon the coach putting them back in the game? Why do we do that? Well, because I think in a lot of cases we are trying to live our dream through the lives of our children in some cases. And parents, sad to say, I've seen too many of us out here that have done that, that are still trying to do that, and have just haven't gotten to the point of knowing how to just let it go, just simply let it go. Sad to say, that's it, and I think that that is the truth. And until we recognize that and acknowledge that as parents, then we will continue to do that. You know, that conversation that we often try to have with our children after the game, you know, whether or not we're talking about the high points, whether or not we're talking about the low points, or whatever.
Excuse me.
I just couldn't hold that. Whether or not we're talking about the high points, whether or not we're talking about the low points of the game, or whatever. That conversation, I think, parents, we need to learn how to just hold that to ourselves, keep some thoughts to ourselves until your child actually invites you into that conversation. You know, have you ever got in the car after the game and decided that you wanted to talk to your coach about that recent game? And your child, they'll talk to your child about that recent game, and your child decided that he or she really didn't want to talk about that game and decided to just change the subject. Or your child just sat there and tried to avoid even answering the question, you know, until you get to the point where you get upset, you get mad. Don't you hear me talking to you? And I know some of us go through the stages and levels of drama with our children, but all in all, I don't think it's really and truly necessary. That part right there, parents, that particular part right there, I would say, is a sheer, flat-out disrespect to the coach. Because if you value the coach's talents and ability, and if you don't value the coach's talents and ability, then to belittle that coach or just simply disrespect that coach in the eyes of your child is not a good thing, because that will come back to haunt you one day and definitely will not benefit that child ever in life, because that child will grow up with that same mindset that he or she should do the same thing or he or she should not respect that coach. And as a result, you have an issue on your hands that is not beneficial to anyone but yourself. And the only reason why it may be beneficial to you is because you have a chance to vent. But your child is now receiving this information, or your child is now being bombarded by your dislike, your disrespect, your poor attitude, in a lot of cases may even be borderline poor sportsmanship. Because of the fact that you thought that your child should be doing X, Y, or Z, or your child is not being treated fairly, or your child is not being this. Okay, parents, allow your athlete, your child, to have fun. As long as, and this has been a lesson that has been a well-learned lesson by myself. As long as your child's out there having fun, trust me, he or she will be so much happier with the game, so much enthusiasm around the game, so many benefits will come out of that with that child having fun. To it's just untouchable, untouchable. And I've gotten to the point now where, and I've started this probably about 5 or 6 years ago, gotten to the point where I just simply say to my son, and both of my children, you know, as they're getting ready to start their contest or whatever, I just simply say to them, hey, have fun. Have fun. Go out there and have fun. You know, don't get wrapped around the stressful issues. Don't get wrapped around, you know, things that you think that you should be doing or shouldn't be doing. Just go out there and have fun. And as long as you're out there having fun, trust me, you're going to have a good game. Because the minute you start putting those stresses and pressures on yourself, then as a result, you don't have a good game. Then the coach decides to take you out. Then your parents, again, we as parents, then we decide to act beside ourselves in some cases and say that the coach isn't doing this or the coach isn't doing that. So we have to maintain that level of respect for the coach parent. We have to. It's not an optional thing. We have to. One, that sends a very good signal to our children about sportsmanship. That sends a very good signal to our children about sportsmanship. And we all know that you're going to have some coaches that are more skilled than others. You will have some coaches that are more developed than others. You will have some coaches that are able to guide and assist and nurture and groom children than others. Okay, well, you have those guys out there. You have those ladies out there. You know, that may be a very small percentage. But as long as your child is out there having fun, he or she is definitely learning something about the game. He or she is definitely benefiting from the game. That is not something that you want to take away from him or her. It's not. Because the minute you take that away, whether or not they played the whole entire game, but they're not having fun with it, they might as well not have even played the game. Because of the simple fact that you have taken away their joy. You have taken away their happiness. So that high level of respect for the coach, whether or not you agree with him or her, has to be there. If we are our child's best advocate and we're there in support of our children and parents, we are trying to do everything possible, everything underneath the sun to ensure that that child has the best opportunity and the best pleasure from that contest and from that competition. Whether or not it's a skill development, whether or not it's a game, whether or not it's whatever, the child is getting the best out of it. So that starts with that respect for the coach. We as parents have to. Now, we have to respect him as the coach. That means a whole lot. Now, do that necessarily mean that we have to respect the individual as a man or a woman? No, we don't. But that part and that side should never be exposed to our children. If you have a problem with him or her, then simply that part should never be exposed to our children. And if it is a problem to the point of, something involving children or poor treatment of children, okay, that's a whole new different stuff, a whole new different case. Remove the child from the game. Remove the child from that team. But if it is just simply if it is just simply because you don't think your child is getting in the game for whatever reason, or you don't think that this person knows how to coach, but seems to be productive, the coach seems to be productive, then guess what? Sorry to say it, parents. You may just have to suck it up. That's just my thought. That's just my thought. But we have to, as parents, as adults, as the mature one in the group, we have to respect the coach. Because if we don't respect the coach, what would say our children have to respect the coach? If we're downplaying everything that the coach says or does, why would our children be subject to the same thing? You know, and maybe I just stated that incorrectly. Why, if we don't respect the coach, then we shouldn't demand that our child respects the coach, because we're setting the example for him or her. And no, oftentimes we do that. We do make sure that, you know, hey, well, you just go out there, you just listen to what the coach say, but I want to tell you what you really need to do when we get home, or we're going to work on that later on. Parents, I'm telling you firsthand, been there, done that, wrote a book about it. Sat down, wrote down all my notes. Sat out of practice, watched the practice myself, and realized that, okay, and this was just years later, realized that, okay, every time I say left, the coach says that he's trying to go right. He's trying to work on something. He's trying to perfect something. But if I'm out there and I'm courtside, or if I'm somewhere in the stands or if I'm in the bleachers or whatever, and I'm giving secondhand opinions, or I'm giving coaching instruction from the sideline, what are you really doing again? What message or signals are you sending to your child? Again, you're undermining the coach. Again, you're showing that blatant disrespect for the coach. Again, you're just totally confusing your child. All these things come into play by us simply wanting to live our dreams through our children. He don't know what he's doing. You know, if that was my team, I'd be undefeated right now. But it's not your team. If you wanted to coach that team, then guess what? Maybe you should have applied for the coaching position, and you should have done it yourself. And then you would see what you have to work with, trying to pull all the different personalities and attitudes and everything else together, and then seeing it's not as simple as you believe it is. So, parents, I say again, I beg you, I urge you to reconsider, think about it, and develop a strong sense of respect for your child's coach. You know, I went through the whole gamut and actually said to myself, well, fine, I'll coach my child myself. But I told myself, and I realized this earlier on, and early enough in his sports career, I told myself that I was only going to coach him maybe for his first couple years of playing. And as he started to grow and as he started to form some of his own opinions, then I slowly but surely stepped back out of the picture. You know, I hung out on the sideline, you know, played the role of the team dad or, you know, assistant coach or whatever. But I slowly but surely stepped out of the picture. I even went as far as, you know, I was out there officiating and then said to myself, okay, well, I'm even going to step back out of that picture because that still keeps me too close to the game. That still keeps me right there on top of his game in the event that I have to officiate one of his games. So I made sure that I kept myself at a distance for that sole purpose, for that sole reason, because I didn't want to give any display of disrespect to the coach. And at the same time, I wanted to make sure that my child stayed focused on what he was doing. And every time he stepped out there, he enjoyed what he was doing and made sure that that was the priority. That was the priority for him to have fun while he was out there playing. Because if he's not out there having fun, then again, parents, we have taken away something from the child that we vowed to be the biggest supporter of, was that child's success, that child having fun, that child doing everything that he or she wanted to do, you know. So we have to, without a doubt, unquestionable, we have to support. We have to support our children, and we have to support and respect our coaches. We have to. It's not a questionable thing. We have to. Because if we don't do it as parents, then who do we expect to do it? And then once the children do it, then they have a whole other issue. So as a result, now you have a problem that you just created that is not, you know, not going to work out for anybody, you know, at all. Not going to work out for anybody at all. So, friends, think about that. You know, if you notice, I didn't give out the number to call in today. But if you ever want to call in to any of my shows, you can always call in and reach us at 646-929-2416. I'll say it again. 646-929-2416. Always love to hear your ideas, suggestions, and comments on any of the topics that I have at all. Any of the topics that I have at all.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah. So always like to hear your comments on what we're talking about. But today I'm talking about respect for your child's coach. You have to show that respect for your child's coach, because if you don't, then the child's going to grow up with the same attitude, and as a result, that poor sportsmanship thing is going to be heavily in his or her repertoire, his or her game. And if that's the case, then you'll find your child on the sidelines for a long period of time. And that is not something that you want to see ever. Well, you know, I'm going to try to see if I can get to our website today and open up the studio and see what's going on, see if anybody called in with any questions or anything of that nature. So, again, we're talking about here today, we're talking about respect your child's coach. And as long as you respect your child's coach, then things will be a whole lot better off. Again, parents, I say one thing that you don't want to do, you don't want to get to the point of trying to have that conversation after the game. Wait until you are invited to that conversation. Sit back, be patient. Be invited to the conversation, and then see